The French Market Corporation here in New Orleans, which oversees the French Market properties, including the flea market and farmers market and a lot of other things, has a new executive director. Here to tell us more about that is that new executive director, John Smith of the French Market Corporation. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. It's wonderful to be here this afternoon.
You're just getting started, right?
Yeah. About 3 or 4 months into it. I started last September, so I've just made it through the holidays, gotten my feet wet, and we're here into the new year.
Okay, people go French Market Corporation, and they think of the French Market.
Sure.
Which everybody knows here in New Orleans. But there's a number of things under that umbrella. Can you give us just a quick primer about what's
right
there?
You know, and it's really shocking to some people when they realize how big exactly the French Market district is, because we do classify ourselves as a district. A lot of people have sort of that cognitive map of the French Market being the old farmer's market stalls and then the flea market stalls with the arches, and certainly that's a nice iconic image. But we actually encompass about 6 city blocks in the French Quarter, as well as we have stewardship over several pocket parks around the French Quarter as well. A lot of people don't realize that we actually manage and patrol and are responsible for the oversight of Jackson Square, as well as the Upper Pontalba Building, both the commercial properties and residential as well. Then Washington Artillery Park, sort of across the street from Jackson Square. And then everybody knows that little coffee shop, Café du Monde, right there.
Never heard of it.
May have been there once or twice. And so that's where the commercial district for the French Market starts. And we go down the old Spanish architecture colonnade there, down what we call the backside of that alley. It's called the Brasserie des Halles, or at one point in time, that was the only place in New Orleans where you could legally butcher animals for slaughter and sale. And I guess it made sense from sanitation in the late 1700s, early 1800s to keep it all in one spot. But that's our butcher's alley back there, sort of in history. There's no butchering that goes on there, so far as I know. And then, of course, we have the rest of the colonnade down, and then it sort of ultimately connects as you go downriver towards the U.S. Mint. The U.S. Mint's not our property, but as you go down towards the U.S. Mint, it then connects with the iconic arches and the farmers market.
And there's obviously a ton of history with those buildings and those structures and that whole area that is also encompassed in there.
Sure. You know, I wear long sleeves to work every day because I pinch my arms. I can't believe I get to go to work in this amazing, beautiful historical setting. You know, the French Market was established formally in 1791, which makes us the oldest open-air market in the nation. Certainly, we've been through some ups and downs in that time, but the market has persisted, and there's been commerce of market activity on that spot since 1791. Obviously, it was a significant spot for it's where New Orleanians made their groceries for over a century, really well into the mid 1930s or 1940s before the quote-unquote suburban phenomenon of the grocery store, you know, came to pass after World War II. But even up through the 80s, it was still a very important part of where New Orleanians made their, went to go and make grocery purchases. The property has moved its footprint slightly a little bit here or there during the 30s with the WAP. Some of the buildings were moved for rail purposes and for other transportation purposes. The building where our offices are housed, the old traditional Red Stores building, was actually rebuilt in 1976. The building had deteriorated and crumbled. And so the building was built to exact replica, brick by brick, of the original Red Stores building. And it's exact same footprint. So if you look at an old picture of the French Quarter, you'll still see this building as it was, how it is, even though the building now is steel beam construction and not pier and timber.
So you talked about all these different properties and all these different areas that fall under the French Market Corporation umbrella. It's about a $12 million capital budget. Is that right? Somewhere in that neighborhood?
Just shy of there. But, yeah, let's call it $12 million, which is not small.
No, and 40-some employees.
47 employees that work. We are a 24/7, 365 operation.
And so, run by the city? So what's the relationship?
We are what's classified as a public benefits corporation. Because of the nature of the commerce that we engage in, we need to look and feel and act like a private company. We need to be able to do those functions that a private company would have to do. However, we have one lone shareholder, and that is the Office of Mayor of the City of New Orleans. So all of the economic function in which we engage, we need to turn a profit back over to the City of New Orleans. But we would be hamstrung considerably if we were to be subject to a lot of the bureaucracy of a city agency, let's say like Parks and Parkways. I mean, the Parks and Parkways is a fine agency, so I'm not saying that. But to run things like commercial leases and parking lots and those sorts of commercial activities, we need to be a lot quicker on our feet. And so that's sort of where the quasi-public-private nature of our organization comes into play.
Now, you have a commercial real estate background.
Yes.
And so that must come in handy here in this position.
Right. I mean, people ask us what we are. I mean, we're this iconic, historical market where we have these this all this wonderful history. But at the end of the day, we're really a commercial property management company that handles a very sensitive and very special a plot of real estate for the City of New Orleans, both visually, historically, spiritually. You can't see a visual image of New Orleans without seeing something that involves a plot of ground that we touch, whether it's Jackson Square or Café du Monde or the French Market Arches. So even though we have this higher-reaching purpose, at the end of the day, we are commercial property managers. And so certainly having a background in real estate helps that. And so I'm able to bring some things, hopefully bring some things to the organization, fine-tune some points, hit some nuances that will hopefully capitalize value for the City of New Orleans.
And you're from New Orleans, UNO graduate, right?
UNO graduate,
yeah.
Yes, with a degree in city planning. And for the first time in 25 years, I'm kind of quasi-using my degree, yes.
You get to use that. Well, the French Market attracts over, 6 million visitors each year?
Yes.
So what's your vision there? Where do you see the opportunity for the French Market? Where do you want to take it?
You know, so many people, and myself included, when you talk to them about the French Market, they have an image of what was, right? Some people even have a nostalgic vision that they never experienced, right, at the French Market. A lot of people do remember the dusty old flea market and the old garlic trucks and how the charming dirt and grit of that market was. But what a lot of people remember is this kind of scrubbed clean version of really what it was. But what it was a place where you could go and do an honest shopping for fresh, locally produced foods. And you could do an honest find of handmade products from people who were maybe not professionals, were not professional jewelers or artists, but were producing a product of passion. And what I want to do is I want to get the market back to a place where, and this is sort of the tagline that I'm working with, is homegrown and handmade since 1791. We haven't put that in print yet, but what that means is that my main priority is to get a fresh food presence back into the market. We have this large block and a half long stall called the Farmers Market. At current, we have zero farmers in this Farmers Market. So we are very, very, very close to, and I'm not at liberty to give any details yet, but we're very close to having the system set up to reestablish a farmers market presence in our farmers market and a fresh food presence. Now, because of the way we shop, we need to do that a little differently. Maybe if it's food artisans that we can foster and incubate there, give the person who bakes fresh bread in their kitchen 1 or 2 days a week, give them a chance to come out and sell it and see if this is a cottage industry they can build. If the restaurant that makes charcuterie on the side and it's not a core product of what they sell, maybe they set up a stall, as well as fostering a place for local food producers to come in and set up. It's people in New Orleans kind of roll their eyes a little bit when you talk about Katrina recovery. We love to believe that we're fully recovered from Katrina. We're not. especially in my part of the world, geographically over there, we're still in a fresh food desert. There are still some small farmers markets that are popping up here and there. The New Orleans Food Co-op over on Franklin Avenue in St. Claude, what a little oasis that is over there. But really outside of that, we're still pretty much, once you go downriver from Elysian Fields, you're in a fresh food desert. So we want to try and reverse that trend. We think that we have an iconic place that people want to come. People want to come to the French Quarter and relive what either they experienced or they wanted to remember they experienced. But bringing a fresh food presence back to the heart of the city is maybe my core mission. At some point, whether it's tomorrow or 10 years from now or 20 years from now, at some point I will no longer be the executive director for the French Market Corporation. And if you ask me to gauge my success on one measure, it will be, did I bring fresh food back to the market? And if the answer to that question is yes, then I will consider my job a success there. And so there's no more item of paramount importance to me. The second thing that I want to do is to help incubate small artisanal businesses that do and produce crafts, art, jewelry, home furnishings, knickknacks, whatever that is. There's this overlying image that our, as we call it, our flea market is full of a bunch of trinkets and trash. It's not. We have over 275 vendors down there, most of which are artisans in the truest word. Whether they are producing their own art that they then duplicate onto a T-shirt, or making things as simple as kitchen trivets or fine jewelry or anything in between. Yes, there are some things that are mass-produced and have been sold down there for decades, and those vendors will continue to sell those things. And you know what? And there's a necessary need for that. But what I want to do is get people to come back down and rediscover all the true artisans that are down there every day of the week. Because I think a big misconception is, oh, well, the flea market has turned into a place where it's just nothing but made in China. I'm here to tell you that on any given day, 80% of that stuff is made in Louisiana, not China.
It's all part of the French Market Corporation, and John Smith is the new executive director. John, welcome to the position, and best of luck.
I feel like we just started talking. Thank you very much for having me today.